something amazing. Maybe we didn't realize what we made today, but maybe tomorrow we're going to realize better. For our nation, for our federation, for the people who follow us, support us, all the Italian people, I think we made a very good thing. When we are on court, me and Fabio, I think we have a very good relationship. This is a very important thing when you play doubles, because you are not alone on court. So we play many times, maybe 2 or 3 years that we play almost together every doubles. So we play a very good matches also in Davis Cup. And now I think we will think about the ATP finals as one of our goals.
You guys are both great singles players. This is a surprise to have this big success come in doubles pretty suddenly?
Yeah, we are surprised. I mean, obviously we are a single player and then we play doubles with the second priority, let's say like this, but when we are out of the single, obviously we try to do our best in doubles. It's very important for our confidence, for improve our game. So I think now we're going to play more matches.
So you were practicing with Irani and Vinci? Did they help you at all?
Yeah, maybe.
We're big, man. It's different. No, with Dennis is different.
I know, but you were practicing with them, yeah?
No, we just played some joke indoor once.
Okay.
Is it your biggest, the biggest success in your career?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of the best moments in my career for sure. I have a very good sensation Davis Cup, but this one, I mean, we won a Grand Slam title.
And for you, Fabio?
I mean, for sure, it's something that is completely different when you won a tournament. I mean, I had a chance to win some tournaments and. Yeah, okay, the feeling is really great because you won tournament, but now we're talking about Grand Slam. So even if it's doubles and you say, okay, our priority is singles, but we have to recognize that we won a Grand Slam. It's not that everything, like, you can win every day or every year. So at the moment, we are really happy. We would like to enjoy this trophy as soon as we can, and of course, tomorrow is going to be another day. We're going to try, we're going to work for the other thing, you know, do our best on singles. And of course, Simone said that the best goal now is going to be the ATP final in London, maybe. I think it's still in London. And of course, we have to work on singles first, and then when we have the chance to play doubles, especially in the 2011, of course, gonna try to do our best on that. And it's everything's in our hand now because it's a big tournament. It's 2,000 points, and we have to recognize that we have a big chance to go to the ATP Tour final.
After this controversial,
are you talking with me or him?
With you both.
Ah.
After this controversial point in the opening game of the second set, you were so angry at the French player that
you had
to close the game in 2 sets?
Yeah, we were right. I mean, the umpire made an unbelievable mistake. He recognized it after, but after it's too late.
But it's the first time chair umpire that he recognized his mistake.
Yeah.
He's
grateful. was it really clear, but...
Even if you make a mistake, you recognize after.
Yeah.
It's the first time it happened in my life.
Yeah.
Sometimes I had a problem with the chair and pipe.
So what did he say to you?
No, he said sorry. I mean, my coach went there.
I mean, they saw the video.
They saw the video later, and the supervisor.
It's clearly a montage.
He said to me that I was right, so I'm happy.
One
of the first times that he said I'm right.
And Fabio, what did you say to Nico after this point?
Nothing, because he know that he touched 2 times, but it's tough to recognize because it was an important point, because it was point of the game or break point at the beginning of the first game of the second set, but you know, I mean, important things now that you have the cup here.
So Fabio, you've had arguments with Chair Empires before. Does the one admitting he was wrong mean as much to you as the title?
No. But I'm happy that he recognized this mistake. This one for sure is it's a big thing of the Chair Empire for sure.
So how do you celebrate tonight?
I have the wife, but I'm alone. So. I don't know. No, for sure we're gonna celebrate. I don't know. Now it's 1 o'clock. We have to. I mean, we have to change it and maybe some party for sure.
Yeah, you wanna drink? I don't know.
And tomorrow we play.
Will you play together in the next tournaments? What are your plans? I'm not talking about the HP World Tour Finals because it's.
We have to play for the first to the ATP Finals, but.
No, we're gonna play. I mean. Davis Cup and in Young West in Miami. February not because I play Indoor Europe and he plays South America. So, but then also the old Slam, old big old Masters, for sure.
Fabio, do you feel like you're walking? I'm here. Do you feel like you're walking in the footsteps of Flavia Panetta? She won it here in 2011 with Gisela Durco.
Yeah.
You played her in Hopman Cup and in Perth. You feel it's like you're following her, or?
I mean, it's the first thing that I have to say that I want something like her. Because she won 10 tournaments, I won only 3. She was top 10, I was 13, so I was at late. But it's one thing, we have time.
Thank you, can we switch to a